One big problem in Syria that needs a solution is the flight of refugees into neighboring countries. 2 million of them, according to the United Nations. Former British Foreign Minister David Miliband is the new head of the International Rescue Committee, the IRC. The agency is providing support for refugees in several countries, including Lebanon.
They're living on floors, they're staying with relatives, they're begging from friends for a bit of space, and we're offering support both to women who've suffered violence, to kids who need education, and in Lebanon, some support for the host communities, because this is a massive strain on the local populations. If you think about this statistic, Lebanon has a population of 4 million people, and they've got 750,000 Syrian refugees. It's one in five Lebanese people, effectively, are now Syrians.
Yeah, those numbers in Lebanon are pretty extraordinary. Have you been to the camps, and what are the stories that have most affected you?
In the preparation for taking up this post, I went to northern Jordan in June. That's a time of searing heat. In the winter, it's very cold. The refugee camps, which account for about 30% of people, have all the stories of trauma and tragedy that go with a civil war. It's also a sectarian crisis with feuding between sects. It's an intra-regional crisis with different parts of the region fighting a proxy war there. So this is now an extremely complex crisis with all the scars that you would expect to go with it. It's a political emergency as well as a humanitarian emergency.
And I know you've warned that Syria risks becoming a dangerous no man's land like Afghanistan, and you've urged international intervention. Explain, please, how a punitive missile strike would function as a humanitarian intervention.
Well, I don't take any position on the missile strikes. Obviously, the IRC is a humanitarian organization. So the engagement that I advocate and the engagement that we support is humanitarian.
You say you don't take a position on any sort of military intervention, missile strike, but how can you amp up humanitarian intervention if people are getting killed, now over 100,000 of them?
Well, it's precisely because people are getting killed that we need to ramp up the humanitarian help. The way I would put it is that it's the politics and the politicians who have to stop the killing, but the role of humanitarian organizations is to staunch the dying. And we can save lives. We are saving lives through the healthcare that we're providing. We are responding to trauma through the education and other help that we're offering. But in a war zone, it's extremely dangerous and extremely difficult. And obviously, there's an absolute premium on the political engagement that needs to be done by politicians around the world. But our job is to look for need and then show ways to find it.
Even though there's a very strong chance there will be regional consequences if there is a punitive strike and then further humanitarian consequences.
Well, we obviously have to prepare for all eventualities. The point I'd make to you is it's not a steady state at the moment. The Syrian population is about 22 million. So with 5 million internally displaced and 2 million displaced across the borders, you've therefore got one in three of the Syrian population driven from their homes. That's why people talk about the country imploding. And therefore, the decision that Congress and others have to make about military action is obviously finely balanced. It's a decision that they've got to make. We've got to show how the humanitarian sector is needed and how it can make more difference.
David Miliband, the new head of the IRC, the International Rescue Committee, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.